I do the first, the taptosis, and we'll come back to the sugya itself. The Gemara mentions the Amidenu Keneged Rosh Tor. That was a question of Kanab Ravasi. Now we have the pshat that we've discussed so far from Rashi, from the Ramban. Chorban Tosis would see a different pshat in the case of Rosh Tor. Tosis asks a question from the Gemara in Erevin. Afagav, the Kayotib is the Omer Perkam de Erevin. Something similar we find in Erevin, Asi Avira, the High Gisa, or the High Gisa, Umvatale. Where is that discussed? Gabi Vaharachav Me Eser Amos, the Gabi Or HaAska. What's exactly the Gemara Tosis is referring to? We mentioned, I think yesterday, the Mishnah mentions over there in Erevin that if you have a Pirtsa that's more than 10 Amos, then it's a problem. Even if it's only Mubala Paras, and you have more fence than gap, but if it's a gap that's more than 10 amos, then it's not going to work. Up to 10 amos, it's okay. Meshi kepesach. Yes, we can usim. Now, if you have a gap that's more than 10 and you want to fix the situation, so there's a way to do it. The Gemara mentions one way to do it is to take a board which is gavoa sara and it's wide 4 amos. You take a board which is 3 amos wide, and you put it, the case the Gemara is discussing is the mavoi is 15 amos. So you have to get it down to 10. And then you can fix this with a lechi or kora, same issue basically. The mavoi is too wide, so you have to get it down to 10. So what you do is you take a board of shalosh amos and you put it 2 amos from the wall, and that closes the gap, because you have the lavud. That closes the gap, because you have now omei merubah l'parus. That's what the Gemara brings. You can do that. You can take a pass, which is shalosh amos, and put it 2 amos away, and now you have, you only look at the distance between the one side of the board and the other end. The Gemara says, what about the following? Why not do the following? Take a board of an amma and a half, distance 2 amos, and then make another board of an amma and a half. So the Gemara brings in that connection, that's what Tosis is referring to. There's a problem called Asi Avira Dahai Gisa, the Avir on one side, and the Avir on the other side, I'm mevatalit, and doesn't stand it, doesn't count as a machitza. Therefore, you haven't accomplished anything. That's one case. The other case Tosis mentions, or Ha'asla, is mentioned further down the Amud. It's an Inyan in Tyrus, in terms of Kabbalah's Tuma. When you have, the way Rashi learns, you have, for an Ol Alameis, you have to have a Shir of Tefach, as we know from, we mentioned earlier, and then Yanim earlier. So, if you have a case of Or HaAsla, the Gemara explains, is a case of was used for Sarim as a way for them to be able to, as a Beis HaKiseh, and it was a Nekev in the middle, and it was round on the outside, and you want to know if there's a Shir Tefach, maybe it's a Tumma, if there's a Mace, and there's also Kelim underneath. So we say that the nekev is mitzdareif, lios omei tefach shalem, and then you can say that if you have the shear tefach, it's an ohel, to me maybe it's a tumma. It could be everything has to be under the part that has an or, not where the nekev is, but the nekev can mitzdareif to the shear tefach. But again, Tosis brings in that issue. Gemara doesn't directly say it on this case. Gemara brings the other issue. I'm not sure exactly. The issue could be relevant here too. Mice in the Gemara, you see the Gemara is discussing from a different angle that particular case. Tosis brings those two cases over here. In any case, so there's a problem called Asi Avir Dahai Gisa, Asi Avir Dahai Gisa Mvatale. So Tosis has the problem over here in the case of Rosh Tor. And his solution is, our case is different because it's a din d'oraisa, that it works as a shlishis apil tefach. Hacha de tefach mechitza d'oraisa. The ilchasa gemirala, Tosis means l'chor one thing. It's a din of mechitza the rice of a tefach that's melachmos misinai, so it's a real dofen. It's a real dofen, it doesn't get knocked off, its status doesn't get altered by virtue of the avir on each side. Lo'asi avir mevatel. Okay, this is an inyan and erevin. We in Yonenu, L'chor, we can medayik from Tosis, how he understood the case of Rosh Tor. Seemingly, the way that Rashi learned it, the picture that we have on the side, what is the case? It's actually connected on one side to the one of the two walls, and it's just on an angle, so there's no avir on both sides, only avir on one side. Similarly, the way that we read for the Ramban, that the kasha was it should be matir, keneged, Rosh Tor means you could put it keneged hayotze, not keneged, keneged mamish in the beginning, as opposed to keneged hayotze, which for the Ramban meant further out. So again, what's the pshat? What's the kasha of Tosis? Asi avir dehagisa dehagisa. There's no avir on both sides. So it's muchach in Tosis that he had a new pshat in Rosh Tor, and this is something that you saw in the Ritva, one of the pshatim he's mentioned, and also in the Masha and the Maram, they all point out. From Tosis, it's clear Tosis had a different picture of Rosh Tor. So what's the picture Tosis must have had? You have the point where the two walls are meeting, like in the picture here. And then corresponding to that, right, and then the other corner, which is, you know, corresponding to the corner where you have the two walls meeting, you put your tefach. So now you have Avir on each side. That was Tosis Pshat. Therefore, Tosis had to raise the question from the Gemara in Erevin. Tosis says, but that's the din. If that's the din, if she's a fil tefach, then the Asi Avira doesn't undermine it. We don't know the Indian so much about Asi Avira. That's an Erevin issue. But this much we can see, that Tosis understood the case different than everyone else. What you have to now consider, now you have to know, what was the accomplishment of Rosh Tor? Why would that be a benefit? What's the Maila now? The way we went to Rashi, the Nechzi Karim Machitzos is because of the fact that it's connected. You have the Maila of King of the Yotze, and then you have another Maila on top of that that maybe was required. You get the Maila that King of the Yotze gives you for Rashi, which is that it's Machaber itself to the two, or to one of the two. But then on top of that, you get the Maila of Nechzi Karim Machitzos. So then it's like a... It's Rav's Shita plus an additional requirement. If you learn Pshat that it's not connected, then you're going to have to say that somehow the Maila that you're getting out of this is better than the Maila that Rav thought he was getting from Keneged HaYotze. In other words, a very different picture. What's the Maila? What are we looking for, according to Tosis Pshat? What is to be gained by putting it, what's the Maila putting it corresponding in a corner where there isn't anything that's connected with it? I think one, maybe you said, Yaakov, one of the points in the shir, maybe that also gives you a feeling of being surrounded. You have the two walls, and then you have the tefach that's there. So maybe it gives you more of an inyan of a hekev. Maybe that's the svara. But again, it would mean it would compensate for the fact that Keneged HaYotze has its maila, and according to Rashi, that it's connecting to the tfanos. We said it's a greater koach to make a hekef. And we're going to say, no, look, to the contrary, I think there's more of a maila to put it by itself. We thought that was a chesaron, because leaving it by itself means you have less of the power to impact a chalos hekef. According to this pshat, it would mean that the machlokes is like a sparas hafuchos. For Rav, there's a maila to connect it to the two walls. And Rav Kanavasi is saying, no. And it was according to Rav, to put it isolated is less of a power to be makif this area of a sukkah. And they say, no, to the contrary, this is a maila to put it by itself in the opposite corner. The way that we learned in Rashi, it's not that way. According to Rashi, you have what Rav has, but you have an additional inyan of twisting it and turning it to have melzik kavim mechitzas. No, it's interesting. So you have to know this is according to Tosis, a new pshat in Rosh Tor. And again, Rishonim mentioned it also. Vinogeya, the Ramban that we had yesterday. Just want to maybe mention something, maybe Bikasara, maybe we'll have to have a chance to be more Mayrach in this as we go on in the Amud. But just to understand the issue. L'chura, we saw yesterday, Rashi versus the Ramban, two different issues that seem to be playing out in the Sugya. What exactly we're trying to gain with this Shlishas HaFilu Tefach. The way that it comes out according to Rashi, What are we trying to gain? What is it that's missing? The chalos heket that comes from the tfanas asuka, that the area is viewed as being enclosed, even on the fourth side, and the fourth side is like a pesach. So where is that more likely to happen? So that's the keneged yotzei of Rav. That means if you connect the tefach to the two walls, so then the three walls now working in tandem with each other, and that gives you a greater force to create that inyan of hekif from all four sides. Rav Kana and Rav Asi are agreeing with that fundamentally, but they're adding another requirement that maybe when you have this tefach that's connecting to one of the two walls, bend it on diagonal to create even more of an effect of being makif nechzik abba mechitzas. This is according to Rashi. For the Ramban, it's a whole definition. For Rashi, if you were to put it not connecting, you put it like a hay, like the Ramban is going to have it, out, separated, then for sure you've lost everything. There's no milo at all. To the contrary, that's a problem. For the Ramban, it's the other way around. For the Ramban, in Rashi's case of Keneged HaYotzei, you have a big problem. Why? Because it's a different issue. What's the issue according to Ramban? The issue that we have in the Sugya Bava Basra. Namely, Bitel HaKotzer Es HaAruch. Just like in the case of the Mechira, if you have a Meitzar Kotzer, which ends at an earlier point, and the Meitzar Aruch corresponding, so then the only part of the field that's sold is Keneged HaKotzer, and not anything beyond that. So it is in terms of the area of sukkah that's being enclosed. You would not be able to view anything beyond where the tefach ends as being part of the sukkah. It's a whole different issue. That was the issue that the Ramban was looking to solve. According to Rashi, is the Gemara Bava Basra relevant to our sugya? According to Rashi, absolutely not. So it happens that Rav said something and Rav Kana Bava Asi tainted the words that they use over here in our connection, Rosh Tor, and Rav was Shasik, totally unrelated. Not a Lishitaso in Rav, not a Lishitaso in Kana Rav Asik, going to Rashi, go Karv Zel Zeh. No Shaykh is between our Sukkah and Sukkah Bava Basra. For the Ramban, until Tosef Rashi, we saw it as well, Rav Lishitaso. What's Rav Kana Rav Asi's Lishitasam? What are they saying? So what did Rav require? Rav required that you put the Tefach at the end, where it corresponds with the last tefach of the long wall. So if it didn't start at the same point, that doesn't bother me. But if it ends at the same point, then that entire area is part of the sukkah. Say Rav Kana Rav Asi, even if you put it closer, even if you put it at the point that Rashi referred to as Keneged HaYotzei, at the point which is connected, that should be matir beyond the area of Keneged HaKotzer, that should be matir at an angle. Just like you find over there that they wanted to say that the Aruch should be able to expand the area if you would draw a line. Okay, this is the Machokes according to the Ramban. That's what they're doing. They're arguing that it should be matter. We wanted to say a chidush on top of that, that once there's room to expand it beyond the Kotzer, even to the diagonal, what they're really saying is that we should be able to give it everything. Because now already we can use the rule of that we moshech the tefach and extending it all the way out. That was our chiddush that we suggested yesterday. In terms of the issue that the Ritva brought up in the Ramban, how could the Ramban say such a pshat? After all, over here, anyway, it's going to extend, so why are you limiting it? Okay. In terms of Rav Simon, comes Rav Simon and says, there's a new way to do it. How do you work with this tefach? So here as well, we have Rashi going with his approach, and we have the Ramban with his approach. How does that play out with Rav Simon? Yeah. According to Rashi, and again, let's hear clearly why each shita is working within its framework. Okay? According to Rashi, what are you doing in Rav Simon? You're taking a tefach sochek, it's a little more than a tefach in Omashahu. You're putting it within three tefachim of the dofen. And now you're achieving what? You're achieving Rov Dofen. What are you trying to accomplish according to Rashi? Again, as we trace the whole sugya, track the whole sugya. Bein l'rav, bein l'rav kanav rav asi, and now bein l'rav simon. What is it that we're trying to accomplish according to Rashi to create that effect of a hekev? comes Rav Siman and says, here's how you're going to do it. You're going to strengthen the third wall. You're going to take that tefach and make out of it a four tefachim wall. If you have that, then everything falls into place. Then it's considered to be having the koach to be makif and view everything as enclosed, even on the fourth side. This is Rav Siman. Yeah?
According to we understood why we said Rashi makes it attached, right? Because if they're all attached, that's a
they're
stronger,
working together.
So if, even though, according to Simone, you're halakhically making a wall, you're detaching it, and now, like, when you're, like, looking, like, you don't feel, like, you're,
the
in reality,
is,
you don't feel as, that, you don't feel surrounded as if it was actually attached, because, well, halakhically or not,
you could say one of two things. I hear what you're saying. Say one of two things. Either that's called attached, love it is attached. I mean, so you have the Maila of Kineged HaYotzei here, but you also have the Rov Dofen, so just giving a little more strength here. Or I could say a little differently. The whole reason that you have to attach it is because I'm dealing with two walls and a tefach. Once I bring myself to the realm of three walls, so if I have three normal walls, then we understand that that works to create a hekef, and the fourth side that's open is a tefach. It is a pesach. Three walls. Says Rav Siman, I have three walls. Because I take my tefach and I put it within lavud and I have four. So it's like I have rov dofen. So to the extent that I can see rov dofen, now the problem disappears. So it's not that I have the maila of connecting it to the two. It's that I don't need to connect it to the two. No, the lavud gave me four. They gave me four. It's like I have seven. So I could say like that. That's in terms of Rashi, and because for Rashi, that's what I'm looking to. I'm looking to create a better hekif that results from the tfanos of the sukkah. For the Ramban, it's a whole definition. What does the Ramban need to accomplish? He has to create a situation where I'm able to view an area here as being matir, that area of the sukkah. So what do I need to accomplish with the Tefach Sochek? It's not going to be enough to get four. Four is not the Shia Sukkah. What's the Shia Sukkah? Minimum. Seven. So what did Ramban do? He had tremendous chidush in the Lavud here. He says, what am I having? I have here a Tefach Sochek. I have Lavud on both sides. The Tefach Sochek is a Tefach and how many Mashahus according to Ramban? Two, because I have to get the Lavud on each side. The lover on one side is going to be a lover to the wall, to one of the walls. The lover on the other side is to space. Which again is a tremendous chidush. A lot of discussion about this. But the Ramban says it. But why did the Ramban have to say it? For obvious reasons. Because if I'm not going to get seven, then I'm going to have my same problem. I haven't solved the problem that I'm dealing with in the sugya. Because I have to be matir eshir sukkah. If I'm not matir shir sukkah, then I can't go anywhere. Then I have nothing. Nothing is enclosed. The same problem that was starting us off, that we require the tefach to be connected ayotzei for the Ramban, it means at the end, opposite the other wall, the last tefach of the other wall. Otherwise, the area of sukkah is limited by this area of the first tefach, and it's not enough. Okay, so kind of Ravasi tainted that maybe it could work because of Yatir Keneged Rosh Tor. Okay, Rav Siman doesn't accept that. Rav Siman says, what am I going to do here? How am I going to solve my problem? I'm going to take a tefach, sochek, and allow it to grow into seven because of the lavud on either side. And may I have Shir Zayin, and that's a Shir Sukkah. And therefore, between the two walls and now the lavud on each side of the tefach, I have now Shia Zayin on the other side, and now I have a perfect sukkah. Nope, Rabosai, as we had to ask at the end of Shia, what about beyond the seven? How's that going to work? So the Chayra doesn't say in the Ramban, I think the only answer that we can say is Psalah Yitzmin HaSukkah. Just like Psalah Yitzmin HaSukkah means that I go, one side goes longer than the other side, but the Tzchach continues. That was one of the examples that the entire area, even beyond where the one side ended, would be kosher. But Bamedma Mamurim, if you had at least a Shir Zayin on the shorter side, If I don't have Shir Zayin on the Shvuah side, then obviously I can't say Tzar Yitzin in the Sukkah. But in the case that the Ramban gives you, I don't have Simen, that's exactly what I have. I've created the Shir Zayin through the Tefach Sochek. And then everything else can become kosher based on Tzar Yitzin in the Sukkah. 2 seconds. But what I want to kind of now probe is the following. According to the Ramban, so I clearly understand that Rashi versus the Ramban, it's a whole different issue. L'chora, this is, I think, what Noach was getting at the end of Shir yesterday. L'chora, this is a kasha to some extent in Rashi too, but I want to focus on the Ramban. This trick of tefach, tzochek, to create two lovelets, this is l'chora good for the third wall, right? This is going to work for the first two walls? What will you say? The first Ramban, of course, that's the halach. This halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, that's the din on the third. You couldn't do this in the first two.
Everyone just loved it though.
So what's the pshat? Yeah, but why not? So what makes it unique to the third wall? What makes it unique? Moreover, I'll ask another two questions. The halacha was what? Tefach. What are we saying in effect? It's not tefach, it's einfach. So what's unique about the halacha saying tefach? Shuiz afil tefach. It's not. It's tefach. It's really seven. Okay, it's a tricky seven. I made it seven. Okay, but I understand one kasha is sort of indirectly answering the other. Obviously, but that's part of what's unique to the third wall here. But let me ask you another angle, another kasha. Why are we assuming the Shir Zayin Tefachim? Where did that come from, Rabosai? Where did that come from? Beis Shammai. Okay, maybe halacha ki Beis Shammai, but that's Rosh HaBubi Shulchano. There was a dissenting view. Wait, Beis Hill, what did Beis Hill say? Rosh HaBerubo. So why are we talking about Zayin Tefachim? What do you need to create, have a Tefach and then get Zayin Tefachim? Forget about the Tefach or Shtei Mashun. Have less than that. As long as between the two lovers, I get to say, have two Mashus. Two lovers. So I have six in a mashu. Like, what do I need? What do I need a tefach? I need a tefach in two mashus because I'm going to be able to get seven. But if according to Basilo, 6 would suffice. So would you tell me according to Basilo what? I don't need a tefach for the third wall? Because what I really need is to get to the sheer minimum shear sukkah. So whatever it's going to take to get to the minimum shear sukkah with the two lovers and whatever you're going to put in between, less than a tefach, I should also get to 6. Lo shamanu. What do you think? Oh, so this is what I think, I want to emphasize it. L'chora, the answers to all these questions have to be, again, we have to see more about this, is that the shlishis afil tefach is a chidush in its own right. Separate from what we're going to say, what we're going to do with it, and create the two lovewoods and the shir zayin tefachim, because Beis Shammai hold 7, but there's a chidush in tefach. Who says that a tefach is a dofen? All Lovet can do for you is tell me that the area that's gap has in it that same dofen that you have in the area that has dofen. But if the area that has dofen doesn't count as a dofen, then the Lovet is also not going to help me. That dofen is extended, that dofen, if you say like the Ramban agrees, that you extend it according to one sheet in the Yerushalmi, at least for sure, and you extend it, and you can say lovewood, all of that is only going to help to the extent that the dofen counts as something. If the dofen doesn't count as something, then all the lovewoods in the world and all the extending in the world is not going to help you. You have to extend the dofen that I have, and who says you can count it as a dofen if it's not a tefach? Therefore, it comes out, there has to be a halchisa shlishis afil tefach. And that's true, separate from what Rav Simon says, you do with the tefach. Why does he talk about Zion? Because halacha kibes shaman. If you were talking about the shir vav of Beis Hillel, you would still need the tefach. But Lamaisa, since we're dealing with Beis Shammai, so he tells you to get to Zayin. But you still have to work with the Tefach because the halacha had to be mechadish that's the Shir Dofen. Now, it's not, this sounds good, But there's a big problem here. Chora, it seems to put together all the kashas and resolve them. Obviously, there's a din of shlishis afil tefach, and that's separate from what we're doing with it. And so it is a shlishis afil tefach. And for Beis Hillel, you couldn't get away with less than a tefach either, because there has to be a shem dofen of a tefach. And it only works for the third wall. All this sounds good, but there's a big problem, and that is, Hemshach HaGemara is going to tell us, dofen Shabbos ki dofen Sukkah. And it's going to mean, it's going to translate into l'chor the following, that if you have a machitz of Shabbos, and it's made up of kanim, each kan is whatever, a fraction of a tefach, whatever, a tefach. No, it doesn't have to be a big amount. Be very not wide at all. Kanim, but each one is within three tefachim of the next one. Like imagine like a little gate, you know, vertical poles. So that's a machitza for Shabbos. Is that a machitza for Sukkah? Can you create a machitza for Sukkah through lovers? Seemingly yes, but what do you mean? You don't have a tefach. If you have less than a tefach in each vertical pole, then how can you do it? So that's her against what I'm saying. You have to have a shem tefach, minimum. Let's say these poles are not a tefach. Why? So, but it's not as pashut as it seems. There is a Magen Avraham, and I think I gave you the wrong sifkat in the Mishneh Berurah, but it's sifkat in Chav Dalet on the Ramah, who paskins, based on the Magen Avraham, that halacha, oh, wait a second, maybe it's a different, I'm not sure, no, it's a different Ramah, sorry, it's not the one I gave. It Lamaisa, the Ramah brings this, the halacha, from the Magen Avraham, I believe it's in the Ramah also, to double check. The Magen Avraham says, it's chidush, that you can only use a sukkah made of kanim all around if it's a sukkah of four walls, not of three walls. It's a big chidush. We'll have to see more about this. But at the end of the day, the ma'aseh, it's not going to work if it's three walls. So it comes out that you need to have a tefach dofen. If you're dealing with four walls, that's where it could work kanim. So we'll have to see that chidush of the Gra. The Gra says it also, and the Magen Avraham. Yeah, graphic. Yeah, I want to get, that's what I'm saying, it's going to be Nagaya, yeah, all this is Nagaya, the Tosis and also, yeah, that's the round, also, by Tzuris HaPesach, yeah, no, this could be Machitza Nikeres, why would you think it's not, Kanim is not Machitza Nikeres?
No, I'm saying that maybe you need a tefach for the wall.
You mean that's the reason why you need a tefach? I don't know if that's necessary, it has to be the pshat, maybe that dolphin has to be tefach, it doesn't say because it's not. What?
Isn't Sasegag?
The Yumdei. The Yumdei Sukkah Tefach. You see that over there also. The minimum size of a wall by Sukkah is a Tefach. Anyway, the Lovewood can do what it can do, but it can only do it to the extent that you have a dolphin to work with. Yeah. Noach? Yeah.
So then would the Magen Avraham say that you could have kanim for two walls and then the third one a Tefach?
No, he's saying they can only work with kanim if you have four walls sachakol. If you have four walls, four tfanos.
But
you can have, then you can have all kanim, all four walls.
Our requirement from the halacha Moshe Sinai is only the third wall of the
tefach. Chora, he says you can only, if you don't have four walls at the end of the day, then you cannot use, you're saying if I have what, two walls?
If I have two walls that are kanim,
yeah.
And I have one wall that's the tefach.
No. That's exactly. No, that's what I'm saying. You can't. You cannot rely on tfanos that are less than a tefach, kanim, unless it's four walls.
But what was the reason that we gave for that? It's our halach Moshe Nisina, right? There's just a few of tefach, right? So then you have two kasher ones that are kanim.
No, but he says you can only rely. He says that halacha that you can make a sukkah out of lovewood. Just kind of love, it would not be true if it was not a sukkah four walls. If you have three wall sukkah, and the walls are just like that, kind of within love, that would not be kosher.
So what about one of the walls is a wall? Like it's It's two
kasher
walls of
kanim,
and then a third
you're
wall.
You're saying, right? So if the tefach works, could the third wall, instead of being a tefach, can be kanim? I would think not.
No, I was saying the opposite. The two walls are kanim.
So that's even worse. That's even worse. If the Magen Avraham says you need to have a four wall sukkah in order to use sukkah that's not going to have fundus of a tefach, then obviously in your case you wouldn't have a good sukkah. But that's a chiddush. We have to look at that more carefully. But at least it would answer my kasha. In other words, I'm suggesting that you have to have a tefach, otherwise you can't say love, but you can't say anything. You can't extend it. It has to be a tefach. That's the chiddush of hilchisa, a shlishis afil tefach. But less than tefach, no. What do you mean? You see, you can have a wall with less than a tefach. Kanim. The answer is, that's only if you have four walls. Once you're dealing with three walls, that's not going to be true. So memela, that's the chiddush of the Torah. But a tefach works, but not less than a tefach. But if you have a tefach, then you can. But then you can work with this entire, and even though it's not zayin tefach and so, but a tefach is good enough. But then again, I don't want to get into it so much now. But I just felt you brought it up yesterday, so I wanted to say, there's a lot more to learn in the sugya. What another question I've run before? Okay, let's continue in the Gemara, the next part of the Gemara. So we spoke about so far the two walls being in the position of right angle. Right, that's the case so far of Shnayim Kilchasan that we've been discussing, and then the question, the position of the third wall, which is a tefach. And we have, again, the third sheet of Simon, which is, you have a tefach sochek, and you put it, b'pachas mishlosha samuch l'dofen. Oh, just another note, just in the words of the Gemara, the words that we just read, look at Rav Simon inside, in the Gemara, and vitam shem elevi, umamido b'samuch l'dofen, v'kol pachas mishlosha samuch l'dofen kilavadam. How does that sound in the Lashon HaGemara, like Rashi or the Ramban? Lashon HaGemara. Umamido b'pachas mishlosha samuch l'dofen. Chalak Rashi. So what does the Ramban do with that? Apparently that wasn't his gears. What was the gears for the Ramban? Not samuch l'dofen. When the Ramban quotes Rav Simon in the Mechamos, Ad Shabar Rav Simon v'chalak v'amar shemamido v'pachz b'shloshes samuch l'dofen umate kol meshech ha'aruch. Of course you're mamidit pachz mishlosh l'dofen, but then you wouldn't be able to add the words v'chol pachz mishloshes samuch l'dofen k'lav adam. You would have to say v'chol pachz mishlosha k'lav adam. Because we're dealing with not just the love of samuch l'dofen, we're talking about the love on the other side. So of course your ma'amidit parches mishlosha samuch l'dofen, that's for the one love. But then you wouldn't be able to, so the first time is fine, but the second reference, you couldn't say kol parches samuch l'dofen k'lav adami. For the Ramban, it's parches mishlosha k'lav adami because we're talking for both lovers. Right? Maskim chever. Yeah? L'chor, that's for the Ramban. You have no choice. You have to assume that girsu is not the way we have it in our Gemara. Okay, zok the Gemara weiter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, sukkah asuya kimavui kshera. Now we're discussing a case of state funnels which are parallel to each other, not at right angles. A mavui means like a mavui mefulash that you walk through the alleyway. So you have two walls which are parallel, not at right angles. Rashi says, "Kin mavui hamefulash sheshtei funnels zu kineged zu." You have the picture here with the letter gimel, right? Two parallel lines. And now, the question is, where do you put, obviously you need a tefach to combine with the two walls. So Rav Yehuda is willing to allow the two walls to even be in the case that we have here, kimavui. Va'oso tefach mamido l'chol ruach sheyirtze. You can put it wherever you want, connecting to any one of those two. You have really have how many options do you have? Four options. So any one of the four options are fine. Rashi, Ksheira. Now here, let's see carefully. The Har Nami Kari Kil Chasan. Rav Yehuda goes back on the halacha. What was the halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim? Shtayim Kil Chasan. Notice when we initially commented on this, what did Rashi say in Kil Chasan? Rashi had two comments. Number one, he said Kil Chasan Kimin Gam. That's what we're discussing until now. Kimin Gam at a right angle, and then Kil Chasan Kishir Meshach Sukkah. But Rav Yehuda disputes that. For Rav Yehuda, Shtayim Kil Chasan, what was given over Moshe Mitzrayim, what Shtayim Kil Chasan need not include that it be Kimin Gam. It's just as well if it's going to be Kimavli. What Kil Chasan means is only what? That it should be Kishir Meshach Sukkah, meaning Zayin Tfachim. This is Rav Yehuda's Shita. You don't have to have the two in an angle that they're attached to each other. Therefore, you can simply solve the problem, Shlishis, the normal way. What would you do? L'chol ruach sheyirtze. What would that mean? Sharei yesh kan arba yotzin. U'eze yotze sheyirtze yasenu. So here Rashi plugs us back into the inyan of keneged hayotze. And he says, here you have, keneged hayotze. Whatever you do is keneged hayotze. That's what it means. L'chol ruach sheyirtze. It's fulfilling keneged hayotze, and you have four keneged hayotzes. In the option, in the case of Kibin Gam, you only have two options of keneged hayotze. Here you have four. According to the Ramban, is that the way you don't explain it? That you have keneged hayotze, you can fulfill it in any of these four ways? For the Ramban, the keneged hayotze was only needed to compensate for what problem? That there's an aroch and there's a katzer. And if it's going to be by the first tefach corresponding to the other wall, then all you have for the sukkah is the area keneged that first tefach. But that's because of the situation that you had the two at right angles, and now you only have this area. But in the case of Kimavui, the area of the sukkah is clear. There's no aruch, there's no katzer. They're both fine. So Memela, for the Ramban, the whole problem of Hecha Mamido never existed. Once you tell me that you have Shtayim Kil Chasan in this case as well, like parallel walls, Kimavui, as far as where to put it, it's not that you can put it at the Keneged Hayotze, but you have four options of Keneged Hayotze. For the Ramban, the answer is, where do you put it? Anywhere. So obviously anywhere is going to mean four options. But not that you're fulfilling a Keneged Hayotze with this. For the Ramban, the Keneged Hayotze was meant when you had the problem that was inherent in the case of the two walls Kimin Gam, and then if you're not going to put it where the longer wall, where the opposite wall ends, then I have a problem. Because then the sukkah is not big enough. It's not only going to be defined by the area where the short wall now ends. But if you have two walls parallel, then both walls cover that area in between. It's clearly the area of the sukkah. Elamai, you have to have a third wall. Of tefach, no, so put it anywhere. So chol ruach sheyirtze is not going to be enough to say as many words as Rashi said about it. Rashi said, yesh kan arba yotze, there is a din that it has to be connecting to a wall. Except that you have four options of where you're going to put it, connected to Yotze. But the Ramban, it's as simple as that. Any way you put it is fine. That would be the sheet of Rav Yehuda. Comes the Gemara with another sheet. Rav Simon, the Itim Shuban Levi, Amar, Oso lo pas arba umashehu. Take a board of four tefachim and a little more. Umamido bepachas mishlosha samuch l'dofen, and put that board of four within lovewood space, just within lovewood space of the dofen. The chol pachas mishlosha samuch l'dofen kelovudami. And now I have the lovewood. So what have I achieved here? I've got the four, plus I have four mashu, and I have the lovewood. The mashu compensates for the going into the sheer lovewood. So now I created what? a dolphin of seven. That's what he would require in this case of Mavli. So the Gemara asked the question, Rav Simon, how come you're requiring a pasarba? Umayshna hasam de ka'armit sagya tevach sochek. Why in the case earlier, where you had the walls at right angles? So then what do we say you do? You take a tefach sochek and put it pachus v'shir lavud. Umayshna hacha de ka'armit boi pasarba? What's the difference? But understand, what was this shita here, Rav Simon? He doesn't agree with Rav Yehuda. But why are you crying out pasaba? Take tefach sochek, like you had before. And for the Gemara, Hasam, the ikar shtei tfanos. Let's go with the gears in front of us. Kil chasan. When I have state funnels kill chasan, what does that mean exactly? Kill chasan, sagi lebe tefach sochik. Then tefach sochik suffices. Hacha deleka state funnels. Here, where I don't have state funnels again, you have to put in the word kill chasan. Then ika pasaba in ilola. What is the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says that when I have state funnels kill chasan, then tefach sochik suffices. But here, it's not kill chasan, therefore I need pasaba. What's going on in sugya? The breakthrough of the sugya. What's Rashi say? Osa pas dofen gomer so dalet fachin. Umamido be pachas migimu samach dofen eitzo miksoa. What's the hey? Eitzo hamiksoa. Vitzorich pasaba. The chiamrin and lavud ika zayin tfachim oroch kidei sukiktan oroch kidei sukiktan. So I have the four and I have the lavud, it gives me seven. So what's the teretz of the Gemara? Why does Rav Simon hold that you need four pasarba? Why not use a tefach sochek? The Gemara says shtei tfanos Shleimos kilchasan kimin gam de'in yirth mefulashos kihai. Rashi teaches the Gemara. What is the Gemara saying? What does the kilchasan in the Gemara mean? When I have Stefanos kilchasan, meaning what? Because what is Rav Simon's position? What does kilchasan mean? Kimin gam. It also means shir zayin, but it also has what Rashi says in the beginning. It means kimin gam. So if I have the shir Zayin, and I have Kimin Gam, then it's enough to have a Tefach Sochik. But if I don't have the Kehil Chasan, because I have here Kimavui, then I need the Pasarba. We have to know what this means exactly. What's the difference? Rashi's Lashon, keep this in mind. When I have it over here, it's Ein Nirus Mefulashos Kihai. The Kehil Chasan is the Maila of Kehil Chasan. When they're at the right angles, it's not as open as this is. So let's begin with the Ran. The Ran is a chora. Maybe two ways to learn the Gemara. Let's start with the Ran, which I think is going to be kein what Rashi is saying here, but maybe more clear in the Ran. Let's run the beginning of the sugya. Tana Rabbanan. Shtayim kil chasan. Perus. What's the meaning of the words of the Braisa? Shtayim kil chasan. Perus. Sheyesh b'chol achas mehen shir shalem. So one thing is clear that kil chasan means. Kil chasan, shtayim kil chasan means the shir shalem of Zayin Tfachim. That's clearly within the meaning of the words kil chasan. What about a second variable? Umiyu, I be'inan da'arevan olo. Arevan is the word that means that they're connected, that they're mixed. In other words, that the funnels have to be adjacent to each other at right angles. That's called arevan. That they're touching at the corners. Do I need arevan olo? Pulok by the Stein Kilchasan, does Kilchasan mean that, the Nir Revan? Pulok to the Murayhi Lekamon. That's the Machokis Rav Yehuda here and Rav Shimon. That in our case is Sukkah Srikim Mavui. The Rav Yehuda, the Omar, the Sukkah Srikim Mavui, Nami, Sagi, Bishrishis, Afil Tefach. According to Rav Yehuda, that even by the case of the two parallel walls, the Sukkah Kimavui, all you need is a Shishis of Tefach. So for him, Kilchasan lo mashma elu l'shir shalei. Kilchasan means only one thing. Shir a meshach sukkah. The fact that they're not connecting at right angles is not a problem. I have shtayim kilchasan. Kilchasan means the shir zayin. And then from that I go, I add the shishis of filu tefach. However, urab simi v'temeshu b'levi, the omar, the lo sagi ela b'pas arbo mashu. He says, no, you can't just use a tefach. You have to use a pasarba, mashu, and put it next to it. So for him, why is that? Because kilchasan tarti mashma. Kilchasan means two things. What does it mean? Number one, the arevan means that the two walls have to be adjoining at right angles. They have to connect each other. Ukishirso, two things. The hainu da aminu lekaman. That's what the Gemara says later. Ali Bey Hasam the Ikar Shtei Tfanos Kilchasan Sagi Lo B'Tefach Sochek. That's the Beduik in the words of the Gemara. Again, the words of the Gemara, the Girsa of the Gemara that we just read, and the Ran had that Girsa, and Rashi had that Girsa. When the Gemara gives the distinction between this case of Kimavui and the case earlier, that here you need pas above Kointer of Simon of Tim Shevelevi, and there you need, it's enough with the Tefach. The difference is, there you have Shtayim Kilchasan. In other words, what's Kilchasan according to this Shita? Kilchasan means, also means Areva. And that's the words that the Gemara Ran is referring to. When you have Kilchasan, if you have Areva, then Shabbat HaVasochik. If I don't have Kilchasan, which means that you need that they have to be connected, then I need Pasavu. So the first thing is to notice that according to the way that the Ran and the Rashi are learning the Gemara is using the word Kilchasan in a very precise way, that for this second Shita, Kilchasan connotes a second thing. Not just Shir Meshach Sukkah, but this Indian called Arevan. That's a second aspect of what Kilchasan means. If I don't have it, then I can't rely on this Indian called Shishas Afil Tefach. Then I need something else. What do I need? Pasarba. Now our question is, so what is Pasarba doing? We know why you can't use the Tefach. Because it's not Kilchasan. What does Hashem teach Moshe? Shtayim Kilchasan. According to Simon, Kilchasan means it has to be a Reva. So I don't have that. According to Yehuda, no problem. Kilchasan doesn't mean that. Kilchasan just means Shir Meshach Sukkah. So I have two walls, Meshach Sukkah. Now I just take a third wall. And that's the difference. Shir Meshach Sukkah. Point of Simon where Kilchasan means that it has to be a rave and I don't have it here. So what do? I have a Pasarba. So how does Pasarba, Samuch Ledofen, solve our problem? What's happening now? What's going on right now? So one could have suggested maybe the following, but I think we're going to reject this. But let's just think aloud, okay? What could be the Pshat? That Pasaba, suddenly now a Pasaba works. When does the Torah say you need a Revan? Shtayim Kilchasan means that they have to be connected. If I'm relying on this trick called Shishas Afil Tefach, but if I have a real Dolphin and a Shishas, a Dolphin of seven, then there's no halacha of a reva. There's no halacha that it has to be that the walls have to be connected. In other words, what did I do here? I have a pasaba, samach adofen. So how many walls do I have?
Three.
So then there's no halacha that they have to be. So are they connected to each other? No. So what? This halacha that you require that they be a reva is only in the connection to the category called shnei kilchot u'shir tefil tefach. If Shishis is not Tefach, Shishis is Zion, so then what's the problem? This Arevan is only halacha, shtayim kelchasan. When it's shtayim kelchasan and third is a tefach, then the hook, the kelchasan kicks in as that they have to be connected. But if I have three walls, so then there's nothing to talk about. Then I, the not Arevan, so what? What's the problem with this pshat? Yeah.
Ramban says that Rav Simon's first pshat with the, when you have a shnei lahudim, which makes a seven wall, that is shtayim yotzon, which is fuel tefa. If that was a full wall, why would he say that that's the fuel tefa? If he has seven with two lahudim,
yeah.
Why would he describe that as shtayim yotzon, which is fuel tefa? That's full, three full walls. If we're saying that a lot of walls.
Well, wait, that's a case where it was one tefach and two lahudim. Here we're talking about a pasabah. It's different. The pasabah samach l'dofen. So it's 4 plus 3. So that's a wall. No?
Question.
Yeah?
So when we say that shtayim kelchasan means you need to shir shalem and you need them to be kamim gam.
Yes.
Does that mean that you need both to be like together? Like you need to.
So we're going to see that soon. Chorit means that they have to be connected, right? Yeah. So, right now, do you have a Revan, seemingly? So that's the question. Okay, that's what to see. We're suggesting that maybe the whole halacha, that it has to be that they are that they're connecting, that they are Revan, is only when you have a Shisa Bil Tevach. If they have a third wall, which is a wall of seven, then I'd have no problem. Then I have no problem. That's not a Revan. L'chor, that's not correct for a couple of reasons. First of all, there's a Ran a little later, but the Ran says that even if I have a four-wall sukkah, you have to make sure that the walls connect at the corners. You couldn't use a tzuras ha-pesach. If they vary, the Ran, it's right before, it's a little later on, after the part of tzuras ha-pesach, the Ran says, if he's zeh, tzorach lizoher, it's right before the divmasa l'hach lishna. Shelo yeh b'chol kranos ha-sukah psachim. You can't have openings by the corners. Why? The cave of the Be'inan state fanos de Arevan, the Besuka Asuyakim Mavu Inami Aide Pas Arba. Ah, so he's going to explain what's going on over there. Good, good. But he says, therefore, if you have the corners that are not touching, there's a problem. Because they're not Arevan. I have four walls. What's the problem? Why can it be a problem? This is the Ramah brings this halach in Tafresh Lam, B'Shem Aran. Shelo yopsachim bekranos ki mechitzos tzrichim lios mechubaren kimin gam. That means that the mechitzos have been kimin gam even by four walls. You need these mean mechubaros mamish bezavios natsuras ha-pesach. Moreover, what am I saying? We have three walls? Why do I have three walls? The chora, the sukkah could be a lot wider than just seven tefachim. We're not just talking about minimum shiv sukkah. So how does that count as three walls? If the walls are longer. So there must be some other issue here. The chora, a revan is a halach in sukkah, even if I have four walls. So what's the ma'ilah then of the pasabah? So what must be the answer? What must be the answer? Not that I don't need a Revan, but that I make it a Revan. So what made it a Revan? So what's the Revan? Now what created a Revan? That Pasaba, exactly. And that's what the Ran I just quoted for you. In other words, but in order, apparently, you see a Chiddush, in order to be called that it's a Revan, you need a wall of how much? Of seven. We have seven with the Lavud. So the Pasaba with the Lavud, which gives me seven, that solves the problem of a Raven. Okay, we don't know what we're talking about yet. What's this a Raven issue? But just the terminology. But that's what that same Ran that I just wrote you says it. Mami says that word. The same Ran says that the besukah so you can mavoi ayidei pasaba ha'ika state fanos da areva. So that's what we're happening. We're creating the areva there in the pasaba with the lavud. But now I ask you an interesting question, Havana. Kilchasan means what, according to this sheet of Siman? What does Kilchasan mean? One thing or two things? Two things. What are the two things? The sheer Meshach Sukkah and Areva. Now, how do I have that fulfilled over here? So, in terms of sheer Meshach Sukkah, let's say it's a Sukkah of 15 Trach. So where do I have Shtayim Kilchasan of Meshach Sukkah? Not in the seven. I have more gap than seven. I have eight more. I have eight more to go. That's Parash Meruva. So where's my Shtayim Kilchasan in the form of Shir Meshach Sukkah?
The two
that are parallel. Right? And two that are parallel. And where do I have the and Kilchasan means something else? What else does Kilchasan mean? That's the Raven. And where do I have that? With the Pasaba, Samachudofen, three Samachudofen. So it comes out that there's two conditions in Shtayim Kilchasan, and it's being carried out in two different ways in the Sukkah. Again, I'm asking you the case. A case where the length of the Sukkah, length and width, let's say, is 15 Tvachim. So now, in terms of the two walls that are parallel, 15 Tvachim. And then, in terms of the other direction, let's just say 15 Tvachim. The seven that you're going to get is not going to give you 15. It's going to give you only seven. But what are you going to gain? You're going to gain that the seven tefachim wall is connecting now to one of the long walls. So I have shtayim kilchasan in terms of areva. But what about shtayim kilchasan of the mashir meshach sukkah? That's not going to get over here. To the contrary, it's not. If the shir meshach sukkah going this way is also 15. Say it's a square, I don't know. So then again, you're not going to have... Where are you going to get that? Where are you going to get the Shtayim Kilchasan of the Shir Sukkah along with the other two walls? Does that sound right to you? Does that sit well? How does that play out? L'chora, the Shtayim Kilchasan is two different Shtayims. One Kilchasan, you're going to count these two, and for the other Kilchasan requirement, you're going to count the different two.
So it's also the
Pasar Ba. But the Pasar Ba is only going to give you seven Tvachim. No, but the Shir Meshach Sukkah, let's say I'm talking about a distance of 15 Tvachim between one wall, between the two long walls. What? No, but only talking about Sukkah Tana. And what if it was, this would not work by Sukkah Gdola?
You wouldn't have seven because love only works within three.
No, he told you take a Pasar Ba, put it within three, and now I have seven. But let's say the distance was 50. Doesn't say that wouldn't work. What happened over there? But the answer would have to be, yeah, but I have Shtayim Kilchasan. In what sense? Because I have two walls that are long enough, yeah, and I have two walls that are Kimingan. But that sounds a little bit strange, no? What? So what really have to ask ourselves is, what is this Arevan Halacha? What does it really mean? In what sense do we say that the funnels have to be Arevan? Where is that Chisaron, if it didn't have Arevan, where does it lie? What's the problem of funnels that are not Arevan, right? What's the problem? And Kimin Gam is less of a problem. What does that really mean? The Lashon of Rashi is very revealing. How did Rashi present the issue of Areva? And again, this is what a Kilchasan means. Remember, according to the Girsa we have in Agama, that's the definition of Kilchasan. In the way that Rashi presents it, Rashi says that the advantage when you have the case earlier with the Arevan, so I have Kilchasan, the Ein Niros Mefugashos Ki Hai. What does that mean? The problem of not having Arevan is a problem that the Mifulash means it's open. You can go right through directly. You can go in and go right out. Kmin Gam is not as bad. In Mifulash is Kihai. What does that mean? You come in. If you're going to keep going straight, you're going to hit something. Right? So Elamai, you can still make a turn and go out. That's also Mifulash, but it's not as much Mifulash. The problem that Arevan is solving is a problem that lies in the fact that the sukkah is exposed. There's a pirush in the sukkah. It's mefulash. You can go right through. So that problem of having pirush is a problem in the dfanos, or it's a problem in the chalos hekif of the sukkah. How do you understand the problem of being mefulash? This area is supposed to be self-defined and circumscribed and enclosed. But lo and behold, look at this. You can go right in and go right out, straight ahead without making any turns. That is ki'ilu a chisaron in the hekif of the sukkah being viewed as being enclosed, as being a hekif. The less mefulash, kimin gam, which means that you go in, yes, you could go out, but not if you went straight. You'd have to make a turn. That is less of a problem. That's what a raven is coming to solve. The issue of a raven is not a function of the tfanos per se. The raven is a function of the hekif that's created in the sukkah, idea tfanos, which is what tfanos is coming to accomplish. If it's a pirush in the sukkah, that's undermining what the tfanos are meant to accomplish, to create hekif in the sukkah. If an area is enclosed, then you wouldn't want to allow traffic to go literally in and out. The more smooth that traffic will flow through the sukkah, being mifulash straight, the less that I can consider this area to be constituting an area that's segregated and distinct and enclosed. So the pirush issue here is not in the tfanos. It's in the hekif of the sukkah that you're trying to create. Therefore, it's not necessarily such a problem to say, well, how are you solving the two kilchasim problems in different ways? Mitzad echad, you're telling me that you need meshach sukkah, and the answer is you have that in terms of the two walls of the kamabut. And in terms of the issue of kilchasan, that means that you shouldn't have, it should be kmin gam, you're solving that by creating this pasarba, samach within three of the dofen, and I understand, you're using different funds, mixing and matching to fulfill two different criteria. It's not such a big deal, because the two issues are different issues. The issues of meshach sukkah is a din in the tfanos. So I have two walls in the tfanos that are meshach sukkah. The din of that it should be a revan is a din that there shouldn't be a pilush in the sukkah that allows you to go right through. So that I took care of, because the pasarba samach ledofen of lavud that creates that barrier that it's no longer mefulash. You might say that the shtayim kilchasan have everything they you want to say even differently. The shtayim kilchasan have everything they need because there is no pilush. I solved the pilush problem. So everything, these two walls have no pilush. I mean, there's no pilush in the sukkah. Everyone's going to jump out of their seats and ask me, Yochara, this is crazy, because I just got finished saying we're talking about a bigger sukkah. So you could still go right through, just beyond where the pasarba ends. So what have you done, basically? I'm not talking about the lavud area, but I'm talking about beyond the lavud. So what am I talking about? Now you have to think about this question. This is a real question, Havana. But I think the pshat is clear. What we're saying, I think, is pashut in the words of Rashi and based on the Ran. But like, so why have you solved the pilush if you can still continue to go right through the rest of the sukkah? But think about this question. What anyone have a thought? What could be the? Again, it's not simple, but go ahead. Daniel, what do you want to say?
By Eruv, you need a lechi to be, and that's able to take us out and then mefulash.
I want to say something, not quite, but what do we say when you have a wall, the wall extends, right? The area where it is blocks the pilush? Yes. If that wall is considered to be closing the whole area, the whole direction, then halachically speaking, that wall is seen as extending. I don't know. Maybe that's the part. As long as that wall constitutes a barrier, then even if technically the barrier is not there later, practically speaking, but the maisa, the dofen that's there is viewed as being here, what's the dofen doing? The dofen is considered something which is, I don't know if we have to explain it better, but maybe something like this. But l'chur, that's the, these are the basic building blocks of the sugya way that, that seems to be laying according to Rashi. Question, Ari.
Yeah. I might have a question. Something that right, right. Maybe say that some of the Duke and Rashi based on how he emphasizes in Divrei Maaskol Osef Haz. He says, Osef Haz Dofen Gomer Shel Arba Tefachim. Why does he need to emphasize that it's a Dofen Gomer Shel Arba Tefachim? As in, all we care is that you're getting it to seven. So, like, why is that like a significant factor? But it might be because once you have a real Dofen, something that's really halachically considered a chutzitz, something that is considered a real chutzitz, so then. Then we're going to say, even more, though it doesn't extend the entire way, we're going to say it's nimshach.
Okay, but again, it has to be, first you have to create the seven, and then you could say it's nimshach. What I wanted to say is, maybe if it's nimshach, what's nimshach? That dofen that's considered to be blocking is considered like it was nimshach. I, lemaisa, it's not blocking. That's not the issue. The issue is that it should be a sukkah that the tfanos that are halachically would be considered to be blocking, like not simple svar. But I think the point is that, that we're trying to bring out that the idea of arevan is not a din in the tfanos, it's a din in the hekaf haklali of the sukkah, and the problem of not being arevan is the problem that the sukkah is exposed, and the pilush that exists undermines the notion of the sukkah being exposed. That's a different, distinct idea than saying that you need a dofen to be kishir meshach sukkah. That's l'chur what we're leaving us right now. We have to see if there's another way to learn in the sugya, and based on the Gersos, also in the Gemara. Okay. Is there a result?